KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com. Happy
trails to you. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. So keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, so pedestrians and cyclists can get around the county safely. Today, we're going to be talking with Isaac Kinney of the Yurok Tribe. He is the transportation planner. Emily and I are talking with him right now here on Happy Trails. And one thing before we launch into this, we mentioned before we launched into Happy Trails that there is a report of a vehicle versus pedestrian accident on the south end of Broadway. We've gotten that I guess confirmed from several other people. We've got Mark McKenna heading down there from the Lost Coast Outpost to get us more information about that. That is certainly unfortunate. But right now, let's take a look at transportation projects with the Yurok Tribe. Good morning, both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. Yeah. All righty. We finally got some rain going today, which is awfully nice.
Yeah, you know, I want to thank you for this time, you know, DJ Cliff, for letting us get this chance to let you know a little bit about what we're doing in Yurok Country.
Yeah.
In regards to, you know, pedestrian as well as, like you were saying there earlier, bicycles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, great.
You know, really wanting to promote that healthy lifestyle again on the reservation and in our rural community. We're being a big part of taking the lead, taking the reins, and really pushing for a more, regional approach. And when we say regional, we're including the tribes as well as the other agency, your Forest Service, your Park Service, as well as the counties. And so we really want to, you know, be a big part of you know, finding ways to work together, leverage small funding into bigger, more strategic benefit at the end outcomes. So, you know, a little bit of what we're doing in on the Klamath River, a little bit of background where we are. We're pretty much our ancestral territory is from the confluence of the Klamath and Trinity Rivers all the way to the mouth of the river, all the way down to the lagoons, as well as up the Damnation Creek. And mm-hmm. You know, neighboring with the Talawas, the Karuks, Hoopas, you know, as well as the Cholulas that were on Bald Hills once in a time. So
uh-huh.
Being a big part of working with tribes as well as agencies is what we're doing. Focusing on the river. We have a new project coming up. We have a river ferry system. And what that's really kind of been is we've always been a part of helping people get from one place to another, i.e. on the river. Tribal members used to take people around the mouth, get to the mouth of the river. And you know, this is our mindset behind it. We've done this for years. And so being making it something for the public is a big part of what we're trying to do. We have a big connectivity barriers with the Highway 169. So there's a big gap in the highway system, but this is where we can use and get traffic back on the river in a safe manner.
Great. So just to set the context for if people are less familiar, at the confluence of the Trinity River and Klamath is Wichipecker, Wishpoosh. And then all the way down the Klamath River to Klamath. And there's not a direct public road that goes between the two and two kind of centers of the Yurok Tribe Reservation. And so that's really the key link that you are, that the tribe's really working to establish. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right on. You know, the connectivity or the lack of a thoroughfare has really kind of opened our minds up to, well, how else can we make sure that, you know, tribal members, community members can still access, you know, what we need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, live off the land as well as much as we can. And so making sure that, you know, what we've also done here is we created two tribal trails crews, pardon me.
Uh-huh.
One, we partner with the Redwood National Park Service to really, you know, target youth and get youth inspired into the environmental stewardship aspect of working with, you know, a big agency. And as well as a trails crew up here in the Wichpec area to really also focus on, you know, making sure we have a safe boundary around our houses, as well as working on cultural trails. And
mm-hmm.
so that's where, when we make sure that our tribal members, you know, they have that perspective of making sure the trail is, you know, walkable, making sure it's really, you know, it's doing its purpose. And that's what we all have a role in. And this is where we can get this trail system, this active lifestyle back again, you know, going back on being a fractionated kind of community,
yeah.
Upriver and downriver. You know, really, this is another way we're trying to make it all kind of a continuing weave and weave it all together as a great basket. So,
and you've been really successful at partnering with neighboring jurisdictions, so whether that's the Del Norte County or Humboldt County and the National Park Service, both for getting new grants to start new projects, but also just to kind of foster streamlining of making things happen on the ground. I'm thinking of the Bald Hills Road that connects from Oreck to Wichipec, and how that was a collaboration with the County of Humboldt to improve that roadway as a key link from the coast to inland.
Yeah, and you know, again, you're right on. And in California, you know, the lack of any formal you know, we never had any treaties like the Plains Indians and the Indians back east, the Native Americans. In our history, we have written treaties, but they were never ratified. So, working with the local, state, and federal governments has always been something of our history.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying, you know, we have to make sure to use each other. And in the situation we're in right now, a lot of our primary access routes are state and county owned.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, you know, our ancestor territory is split up between the Park Service, the Forest Service, as well as the county. So working with as a team is something that's nothing new to us.
Yeah.
And we're just making sure to let everyone else know to look at us as a manager. We're co-managers here. We're not we're co-managers to partnership with instead of stakeholders to consult with.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of at the kind of ideal perspective of what we're really trying to promote. And we're backing it up. You know, things that we say we're going to do, we do, and we make sure to keep consistent with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we never try and put anything over. We have public, you know, outreach meetings. Well, we have this Trails Master Plan, which is a big project for us that was funded through Caltrans. We had a Walk the Trails stakeholder event and public community event where we actually got out on the trail. So we had the kind of the pros in it, the Park Service that works on it every day, really kind of point out too what, you know, we want to be thinking, and also have dialogues and ways to start ideas, even though they, you know, always trying to think outside the box, they might not be your standard ideas, but they sometimes will stick. And I think it's really starting to, I mean, it proves, like you said, Bald Hills Road is a big priority for what we're doing, and we're continuing on that effort to have all of our stakeholders into it. So,
and the you know, another key thing that I know we've talked about off air was you know, the improving transportation routes have so many kind of purposes. It helps tribal members get from one town to the next, and also to jobs family and cultural events, but it also really, you know, transportation projects can let visitors know, especially tourists coming through on 101, to be really aware that you're on tribal land, you're in a really unique area. And I think I appreciate that the tribe has really looked at a lot of the purposes for all of these transportation projects. There's economic development as well as increased mobility.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And that's, you know, that's going on another project that we're doing is we've created our own scenic byways program. So there's all these different, you know, that are in the highway road system where people are traveling. You know, people are just wanting to see the beauty of what this, you know, especially California has to provide. And, you know, the local roads that we, you know, we have as primary access routes, they are some of the most beautiful in the world. And so making sure that we promote them in a way that we are not vulnerable to, you know, ignorance and people really not thinking. But it's also, again, a way to promote that presence and tell our story from that tribal perspective. I use the analogy of, you know, this is a really way to keep the tribe in the driver's seat and make sure that we're moving forward without forgetting the past and making sure that we're doing it in an appropriate way.
Yeah.
So, an inviting way. And that's what we really want to do is let people know when they're traveling through our neck of the woods, they know who we are for what we are, and it can, you know, it can stick with them.
Well, it is absolutely beautiful country, as we all know. Most of us have been there before, and of course out on the river, been Witchback, been out on the Bald Hills Road, so very familiar with that area, and of course, you know, the more that you can do to develop some of these trails, and some of these trails, as we were saying off air, have been around for thousands of years.
Precisely. You know, a lot of the road system here now are built off of, you know, past Indian trails. That's Bald Hills Road was how, you know, our people got to the coast and how our people got back up river. And so that's why, you know, we're making sure to take every effort to also protect the cultural importance of these routes as well.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to touch on again with the starting of the river ferry service this summer. Just since this is a really unique type of transit service to kind of this area or to California, there's not a lot of river transit here in the California. And so, can you just touch on when you expect that to start and how that will work?
Yeah, so right now we're working with, you know, just ways of scheduling. This will only be seasonal, of course, especially we're monitoring the river right now without, you know, we mentioned we're just getting a little bit of moisture here, but it's not the norm for the past couple months. And so we're wanting to make sure that when we implement it's, again, the best for the river. And we're wanting to make sure that, you know, it will be primarily probably maybe starting late May and June and then going to maybe August. And, again, it all depends on how, you know, if we get that moisture, if we get that rain enough to get those water levels back up to a good level. So we're working with our fisheries and our YTEP program to implement this project right now. But it will be. It'll be connecting people from Klamath up to the KTNet fixed route service that comes from Willow Creek all the way down to the village of Watek. Mm-hmm. And so that's where that connection will be back. And so people can be able to travel around our neck of the woods through public transportation. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, Isaac, again, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us this morning. We really absolutely appreciate it. And we are unfortunately running out of time. Emily, what have we got coming down the road?
Well, next week we are going to be continuing to talk about transit and transportation needs throughout the county. We're going to be speaking with Paul Patino, who is on the Social Services Coordination or Social Service Technical Advisory Committee for HCOG. And that committee is charged with doing the unmet transit needs process, where each city and the county kind of solicit interest in where do you live or where do you work that really doesn't have a solid transit connection, and trying to see if there are unmet transit needs in the county and the city that really need to be met. This is a process that enabled the transit service to expand from Arcata to Willow Creek, and also to have a fixed route service in southern Humboldt to connect with the Humboldt Bay Area. So it's a really important process, and it's really helped improve how to get around in Humboldt County. So we'll be talking with Paul Patino next week about that.
All right, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's just a little bit more information, not a lot, about that pedestrian versus vehicle accident on the south end of Broadway. I'm keeping an eye on the Lost Coast Outpost. There is a photograph up that a listener sent in, but there's going to be more information coming on that in the next few minutes, so we will keep our eye on that. Thank you both for this talk this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Isaac.
And this conversation is all conversations on Happy Trails. You will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.